And another person who protested against the invasion of Iraq was Peter Kilfoyle, a former junior defence minister in Tony Blair's Labour government in Britain. As an MP, he moved an amendment in the House of Commons opposing Britain's military involvement. I spoke with Peter Kilfoyle earlier.
On a personal level, obviously, I feel vindicated along with colleagues who took a similar stand to myself, because we were shown to be right, frankly. But I have very mixed feelings, because obviously a lot of lives were lost on both sides of the conflict unnecessarily, and in my view anyway, the seeds were planted for ongoing conflict in the Middle East, and we're still seeing that on this very day.
To a very large degree, Tony Blair at the time based his decision to go to war on the notion that, so the allegation that Saddam Hussein's government had weapons of mass destruction. There was a whole debate after, many years after that, in terms of the dodgy dossier and all of that. And today, the BBC on the Panorama program is reporting that Western intelligence agencies had intelligence coming from two high-level sources in Saddam Hussein's inner circle, telling them that there were no weapons of mass destruction. But the same program, the reporter who made this documentary, says Tony Blair didn't lie. Are you happy to accept that? Do you accept that, that Tony Blair didn't lie about that?
No, I don't. I think that Tony Blair used the weapons of mass destruction argument as a pretext. I think he was looking for any reason to justify him going to war. The real reason for him going to war was for him, as he put it, to stand shoulder to shoulder with the American government of George W. Bush. And everything else was secondary to that. But I knew Tony Blair very well, and he has a capacity for holding two mutually exclusive propositions in his head at the same time. And he tends to justify things, in my view, as if he believes they're right, they somehow become inevitable. It's a very personal thing. It's not based upon rational argument, debate, and arriving at consensus. That's his view. People follow it. And he's always been of that mind. And that was the case over the Iraq war. He'd taken a view. He'd plighted his troth to George W. Bush. End of the story. What he needed to do in terms of the general public was to find some kind of palatable excuse in order to justify it. And I'm convinced in my own mind that he was fully aware that the WMD argument was a fallacious one. Yet that was the only one on which he could sell that kind of a escapade to the British public.
Peter Kilfoyle, a former junior defence minister in Tony Blair's British Labour government.